Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the second reading, the Revelation to St. John the Evangelist, chapter 12, and the title for our meditation this morning for St. Michael and all angels is this: War of the Words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved in the Lord, angels show up all over the Bible, and yet, if there was one group of characters that are probably most misunderstood in the Bible, it's got to be the angels. And likely because folk get their information not so much from the Bible, but from popular culture, and we've been well catechized. I'll give you an example. Finish this sentence. Every time a bell rings, an angel
rings.
You know what angels look like, right? They are fat little dimply babies with wings on their back. If you look at a wide variety of art, that's how they're depicted. Do you think angels are bothered by how they get depicted? Because I just don't think, personally, I would like to be known as a dimply baby with angel or with wings on my back. Maybe they don't care. I do know this, that in the Bible, whenever angels do show up, people do not have this overwhelming urge to go and pinch their cheeks. Instead, folk usually fall down in abject fear. And I do know today, in Revelation chapter 12, we are told that Michael has a host of angelic soldiers. It's an army. And they go to war against that dragon, Satan, and his fallen angels. It's not a wonderful life. It's a war. Now, my hunch is that the war depicted for us in Revelation chapter 12 is fought differently than we imagine. I do not think that this war was like an Avengers movie where the Incredible Hulk and Thor are throwing each other against buildings and things are falling down all over. I'm pretty sure that this would have been a war of words. Can I give you some clues from the Bible why I would think this is a war of words? First of all, the Bible tells us that angels are spiritual beings. There are times where, for the sake of being seen by humans, they take on a form, but otherwise, they're not corporal, physical beings. They're spirits, ministering spirits. That's one clue. The second clue is what the word angel means. Here it is. It comes from a Greek word, angelos. Let's all just say that word together. Angelos sounds like angel. Here's what it means. It means messenger. So the title used to describe, to define what an angel is, these spiritual beings are, is to say that they are a messenger. And I think it goes to reason that a messenger would give messages, words. Last clue. book right before Revelation, in the book of Jude, we're told of this interesting story where Saint Michael is fighting with Satan. Side note, I just slipped there and said Lucifer. We've heard that term. It's never used in the Bible. It's just a side note. I'm back again. Satan, okay? So Saint Michael is fighting Satan over the body of Moses. And it's a verbal sparring. And we're actually told that Saint Michael did not want to utter a blasphemous word. He didn't want to speak words that he hadn't been given to say. So here's all he says: "The Lord rebuke you." So if you want sort of an earthly image of what this war looks like, don't think Avenger movie. Instead, you might want to think of a courtroom where you've got two lawyers going at it. That's the way the battle in heaven is fought. And according to this text, Saint Michael and his angels had a lot to say. We're told that Satan had been in heaven, in the very throne room of God, and he accused God's people day and night. So it's like the devil was this prosecuting attorney who stood before God and laid out his case, continually telling God, "Your people are no good. They are not righteous. They are sinful folk. You want me to show you? Let me show you all the ways." You kind of get this picture in the book of Job. Remember old Job? Satan enters into the presence of God and says to God, "The only reason that Job is at all good and is all faithful is because you are so kind to him." So that's Satan accusing. And that's what Satan did. Stood before God and pointed out the sins of you, my sins, and the sins of all of God's people. But now all of a sudden, here in Revelation chapter 12, we hear something else going on. Now all of a sudden, Michael doesn't simply say, "The Lord rebuke you." I don't know actually what Michael really said, but I think it was probably a little bit more like this: "Shut up, Satan. You have nothing to say here. Go." And Satan went. Why? What's changed? What's the difference? By what authority, by what power is Michael and the angels able to displace the devil and his angels for good? Now, God's own Son has taken on human flesh and has lived a spotless and pure life. And he has taken into his own body your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world. And he did them to death on the cross. When the devil and his angels and the world and the powers that be nailed Jesus to the cross, what they didn't realize they were doing was killing all of the sins of the world. So that now Satan has nothing to say. He cannot accuse you. He cannot point to any sin before God, because you now are righteous and innocent people washed in the blood of Christ. And this message, this word of Christ, this is what Michael brings to the devil. And he's been disbarred. He can no longer practice law. There's no room for him. There's no place for him in heaven, he's gone. And today, on this feast of St. Michael and all angels, I came by to tell someone that the way in which the angels defeated the devil in heaven is the way in which we defeat the devil on the earth. Did you know we're in a spiritual battle? Did you know we're in a war? And your battle is not against your parents. It is not against your children. It is not against your brothers or sisters. Your battle is not against a difficult boss. We're in a very real war, and our battle is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers in the heavenly realms, over this present darkness, over the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This is the battle we are in, like it or not. And so do not bring with you, do not bring to this battle your own reason or your own strength. Do not bring to the battle the latest self-help book or the latest program that's supposed to fix everything. That's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. In this battle, you bring with you the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of our salvation in Christ. They have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It's a war of words. And even while we fight, we win. Listen to the voice. The voice from heaven says, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come." See, I want you to know this, that while you're fighting, you're not waiting to win. Now the salvation has come. Now the power has come. Now the kingdom of our God. Now the authority of our Christ, or of his Christ, has come. We're in a battle, and spoiler alert, we win. Now, you might be saying, yeah, well, Pastor, you can say that, but look around. It doesn't look like we're winning. It looks like we're surrounded. It looks like the ones with all the authority rule unrighteously. It looks like the devil is really strong and the church is really weak. And I know you've thought this. I know you've asked this question. What am I going to do, or what are my kids going to do? What are my grandkids going to do in this world? Anybody thought that? Am I the only one? You've thought that you are in a situation, or that you've got a problem, and this one extends beyond God's ability to rescue. This one's going to get you. This one is, you're going to have to chalk this one up to a loss. This time, it's Nebraska and Ohio State. That's the way it looks, right? Looks like we're surrounded by the devil. Well, beloved, That's why it's so good that the church has directed our attention to the angels. Because what the church is doing is reminding us that there is more to the truth than we can see. One of my favorite stories in the Bible comes from 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, the nation of Israel and the nation of Syria are at war. And Syria keeps setting up these ambushes, waiting for Israel to come in, gonna nail them. But the problem is, Elisha the prophet keeps warning the king of Israel because he knows where Syria is camped out. So Israel keeps avoiding those places. King of Syria is upset, calls his men together and says, "All right, which one of you is the spy that's given up all the intel?" One of his men says, "Listen, king, it's not like that. Israel has got this guy named Elisha, and he's got some connection with God, and he knows exactly where we're at." And he tells the king. So the king of Syria says, "All right, so go get him." He's in Dothan, a little town called Dothan. So the nation of Syria, or the army of Syria, goes and they surround this little town called Dothan. And in the morning, Elisha's servant goes out of the house. And if he's carrying a coffee cup, he drops it, because all around him are these fierce fighting men and their horses and their chariots. He runs back inside and tells Elisha, "Elisha, we're toast." I'm pretty sure that's the way the Hebrew says it. We are toast. We don't stand a chance. What are we going to do? And that's when you get this line from Elisha. He says, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And then he prays and says, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." Suddenly, Elisha's servant looks around and he sees in the mountain, surrounding his enemies, countless horses and chariots of fire. And it's not in the text, but I'm sure he says this. I think the servant says, "Okay, yeah, we're good." Just because Satan's work is what you see, just because you turn on the TV and the news is bad, just because there are struggles all around you, does not mean that's the indicator of who's winning. Now, you are free. Now, you can stop running, because it turns out that the stuff that you've been running from should be running from you. Thanks be to God that he has given us this picture of Michael and all his angels. Hold on to that this week. It's easy to think about here, isn't it? But it's when we get out the doors that we need to remind each other. Beloved, don't be surprised. Do not be surprised when you go through a struggle. Do not be surprised when you turn on the TV and the news is all bad. We're told that when the devil was cast out of heaven, he came to the earth in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. But you have everything you need. You have the blood of the Lamb. You have the word of the testimony about Jesus. You've got a word. By the way, you also have countless angels who know how to defeat the devil. We win. We win. Hey, we win. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.